Would it alarm you to hear 100,000 people registered to vote in Pennsylvania aren't even citizens? Gubernatorial candidate and state senator Scott Wagner says it's true, and he's been campaigning on the issue. WHYY's Dave Davies looked into where that number comes from.
The claim that 100,000 non-citizens are registered was trumpeted in a February article in the Washington Times, and Republican Wagner has repeated it in email appeals to supporters. He was asked after a recent campaign event what he'd say to those who are skeptical.
Well, I would say that they should prove it otherwise. Burden of proof is on them to prove that number is not accurate. We think it is.
Even Wagner wasn't sure where the count came from, but it's not a mystery. It turns out that for nearly 20 years, Pennsylvania's Department of Transportation's system all but encouraged non-citizens to register to vote and registered them. When a non-citizen would go to get a driver's license, he or she would show a green card or other documents making it clear he or she wasn't a citizen.
And then is immediately, at that point in time, asked, would you like to register to vote?
That's Philadelphia City Commissioner Al Schmidt at a state Senate hearing, pointing out a flaw in PennDOT's implementation of the National Motor Voter Law.
Certainly most people who did that did not intentionally go to PennDOT that day setting out to commit voter fraud.
That problem of PennDOT touchscreens routinely offering voter registration to non-citizens was fixed last year. But how many non-citizens were registered from all those years when they were misled into believing it was okay? Schmidt says there's a way to check. Voter registration records include driver's license numbers, and driver's licenses of non-citizens have an INS indicator for Immigration and Naturalization Service. You can run a match between those two databases.
It's not a matter of guessing. It's a direct match. They're unique numbers tied to those records.
Schmidt says officials of the Department of State, which oversees elections, told him last summer they ran that match and found over 100,000 hits. That's where the number comes from. Officials from the Department of State will neither confirm nor deny that they did that computer match, but they've said the 100,000 figure is not credible. Two veteran immigration lawyers say they've encountered non-citizens who registered to vote, but not many.
I've been practicing for 10 years, exclusively immigration law, and I've seen it twice, maybe.
That's attorney Brennan Jean Grasso, who's skeptical about the 100,000 figure. If it were true, it would amount to about 30% of the non-citizens of voting age living in the state, according to Census Bureau estimates. There's no evidence that large numbers of non-citizens have actually voted. Dave Davies, WHYY News.